The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Wanna take a ride? Broadcasting from the sprawling outskirts of the Florida Everglades, in the intellectual wilderness of South Florida, the outer regions of humanity that people move to just because it doesn't snow. This is the Nicole Sandler Show.
All right, welcome to Christmas Day. Christmas 2019. Now, some of us, you know, don't really celebrate the religious holidays. Christmas has become a holiday for everybody because, well, mostly everything's closed, right? We're here today, well, we're live on tape for your Christmas listening pleasure. Now, today is going to be a different show than usual. We're going to focus in on some Christmas songs, but not your traditional Christmas songs. In fact, today is a good day to pay special attention to the disclaimer I run at the beginning of the show. You know, this one?
The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, in today's case, it's listener discretion. So I'm going to warn you up front that the songs I'm about to play are not necessarily safe for work. If you catch my drift. Not only are they not safe for work, they're not the kind of Christmas carols you want your little kid running around singing. So if there are children present, you may want to save this podcast for a little later and listen when they're not listening. This show will be good to listen to late at night after the kids are all filled up on toys and presents and cake and candy, and they're off to sleep. And the adults are enjoying some, well, adult beverages and other mood-altering substances, perhaps, whatever floats your boat. Either way, this is Christmas music for you. Some of it will be politically themed. Some not so much. A little later on, we'll feature an interview with the producer, talent, songwriter, person who does a lot of these songs that we feature in our daily funny. And it won't all be Christmas either. We'll start out with the Christmas music. In fact, I'm going to begin today with one that, well, I guess the kids can hear. It's not over the top. Not safe for work. But it works on a couple of different levels. In fact, you know the person who wrote this and plays the musical accompaniment on it. His name is Bill Mumy. Perhaps you remember him from your childhood. He was Will Robinson on Lost in Space. He was the little kid on the Twilight Zone episode who wished bad people to the cornfield and who spoke to his late grandmother on the telephone. You know Bill Mumy. You've seen him a million times. Anyway, he's actually an old friend of mine. And back in the early 90s, he got together with a friend named Sarah Taylor, and they recorded this song called I've Got Some Presents for Santa. It's Christmas on the Nicole Sandler Show. Enjoy.
I've got some presents for Santa, and he's got a big one for me. Outside it snows, I take off all my clothes, wait for Santa underneath my tree. He squeezes into my hot chimney, where it's oh so warm and tight. On the roof I hear his reindeer, I'm so very glad he came here. It's only once a year, but what a night. Santa Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big north pole can sure get cold, his jolly butts all shivering. I offer Santa my cookies. He loves to put them into his mouth. His long beard tickles, he gives me the giggles. He finishes his snack and then flies south. Claus takes a pause from his long night of delivering. His big north pole can sure get cold, his jolly butts all shivering. Ooh, Santa, I love my present. What else is in that big bag of yours? Santa and I share a ciggy. Then I help him back into his red suit. I know he has to go. He just says, ho, ho, ho. I can't help it. He's so cute. Santa Claus takes the paws from his long night of delivering. His big North Pole can sure get cold. His jolly butts all shivering. I've got some presents for Santa, and he's got a big one for me. Outside it snows, I take off all my clothes and wait for Santa. I take off all my clothes, I'm waiting for Santa underneath my tree. Merry Christmas.
Fuck Christmas. It's a waste of fucking time. Fuck Santa. He's just out to get your dime. Fuck Holly and fuck Ivy and fuck all that mistletoe. Stupid fucking Christmas songs everywhere you go. And bloated big fat bastards all going ho ho ho. It's fucking Christmas time again. Fuck Christmas. It's a fucking Disney show. Fuck turkey. And fuck all that fucking snow. Fuck reindeer and fuck Rudolph with his stupid fucking nose. Fucking sleigh bells ringing everywhere you fucking goes. Fuck stockings and fuck shopping. It just drives us all insane. Go tell the elves to fuck themselves. It's Christmas time again.
That is Eric Idle, yes, of Monty Python fame. His contribution to Christmas Music 2019, it's a new song called Fuck Christmas. I told you, today's the day we're going to, you know, listener discretion is advised. All right, so hopefully the kiddies are out of the room. We're going to get to a few songs from the Parody Project, who does such great work, song parodies. You can find them online at parodyproject.com and on YouTube. But before we get there, I'm going to play you one more song. This is from a woman named Jen Houston. And I found this song in a video put out by Now This Videos. They regularly post political videos and every once in a while, a song parody like this one from Jen Houston. Merry Christmas.
Knocking on the ground, the Christmas tree drops, best friends are in the clink. Spending the season behind bars should give them time to think. 7 years for Manafort and a three for Michael.
With half a dozen Trump cronies doing time, a plot to pressure Ukraine to interfere in United States election, 10 instances of potential obstruction of justice in the Mueller report, multiple sexual assault accusations, and flagrant abuse of power to funnel money into Trump properties, Trump might wind up with enough coal in his stocking this Christmas to bring back the industry like he promised.
The walls are
In the first month of Trump's mess, he put forth a call, we're gonna need to build a border wall. In the second month of Trump's mess, he shaped a safety plan, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the third month of Trump's mess, into corporate hands, sell our public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the fourth month of Trump's mess, he threatened with a plum, use a nuclear bomb, sell our public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the fifth month of Trump's mess, time to take a break. Days of golf, use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the sixth month of Trump's mess, he gave us quite a scare, repeal Obamacare. 5 days of golf, use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the seventh month of Trump's mess, he took a wicked stand, a transgender ban, repeal Obamacare. 5 days of golf, use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the eighth month of Trump's mess, he had a part to play. Erase the EPA, a transgender ban, repeal Obamacare. 5 days of golf, use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the ninth month of Trump's mess, he stated an ideal. Not allowed to kneel, erase the EPA, a transgender ban, repeal Obamacare. 5 days of golf, use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the 10th month of Trump's mess, he got his feelings hurt. Abolish the press, you're not allowed to kneel. Erase the EPA, a transgender ban, repeal Obamacare. 5 days of golf, use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. The 11th month of Trump's mess was more than I could take. The wealthy get a break, abolish the press, you're not allowed to kneel. Erase the EPA, a transgender ban, repeal Obamacare. 5 days of golf, use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall. In the 12th month of Trump's mess, in case you hadn't heard, Christmas is a word, the wealthy get a break, abolish the press, you're not allowed to kneel, erase the EPA, a transgender ban, repeal Obamacare. 5 days of golf, use a nuclear bomb, sell up public lands, enforce a Muslim ban, and he still wants to build a border wall.
That's The Parody Project, a song they recorded back in 2017 at the end of Donald Trump's first 12 months in office. They've since updated it. And you can find the long 10-minute extended version of, I don't even know, it's a 24 months of Christmas or something, on the Parody Project's YouTube channel. Let me play one more Parody Project song for you. This is more recent. This is their take on Deck the Halls, Parody Project. Wishing you Merry Christmas from the Nicole Sandler Show.
Guess what happened while impeachment was the only issue in the news? 700,000 people booted off of food stamps, got the blues. They re-upped the Patriot Act, so government toggling every move. Trump is not our biggest problem. If he is deposed, will things improve? If he is such a disaster, why'd they give him money for a wall? Why'd they vote for his big tax break, always giving in without a squall? Taking money from the poor to hand to the wealthiest of us all. Mass approval of his judges. Ultimately, we will take the fall. Thousands leaving poor and homeless. Yeah, Ukraine is now the mortal sin. Damn elites concoct their version of make America great again. Pushing Biden on the borders, pushing us back to where we can't win. Joe says nothing needs to change now, punctuating with a dizzy grin. Both the parties turned their backs on working people, poor and middle class. Nothing and direct disasters, bailing out the banks, giving a pass. Government in bed with Wall Street means they are not the ones getting screwed. All of that remains in place regardless of proceedings they conclude. When Republicans got cornered, fake news was the thing they thunk. When the Democrats see trouble, they toss around the term debunk. Conspiracy is now applied to any opposing point of view. And you are a Russian agent if you disagree with Hillary too. Democrats are now conversing on a subject of far greater weight. Different theories for our future, negotiation versus coordinate. Democratic socialism opposite neoliberal range. Revolution in the system versus nothing really needs to change. Some think Trump's an aberration. Others say he's just a symptom of policies long in formation. Failures that we fail to get out of. Now's the time to make the changes. If we don't do it now, never will. Biz as usual just won't cut it. Time to act, this is not a drill.
Hanukkah is also called the Festival of Lights. We remember it 'cause a lamp stayed lit for 8 whole days and nights. But why keep frying latkes or giving away tchotchkes? Here's how to make our holiday iconic. Let's get lit for Hanukkah.
Get lit for Hanukkah. From Portland to Santa Monica.
It's all about the miracle of oil lasting so long. So for each night, one more blunt we light, or maybe rip a bong. And if you get the munchies, arugula are nice and crunchy. And it's healthier than a high colonic. Not much rhymes with Hanukkah.
Get lit for Hanukkah.
You might prefer an edible or a lotion that's more spreadable. But you'll be dancing the horror each night when you light up your menorah. So throw a smoking party, it'll be real hard to not sing. Serve some weed and guaranteed your guests will soon be plotzing. Get high with your wife or hubby. These days you can smoke with your bubby or with casual friends who are just platonic.
All of us are lit for Hanukkah.
Phoebe, Rachel, and Monica. A little buzz will cure us from the news that gives us sorus. Whether your scale is chromatic or diatonic, let's get lit for Hanukkah.
Play it on your harmonica.
Is it really appropriate? Oh, sure. You can even find pot that's kosher. Though I admit this seems a bit ironic. Candles aren't all that's lit for Hanukkah.
Let's get 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 lit for Hanukkah.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. That is the newest song from Lauren Mayer, Let's Get Lit for Hanukkah. Nicole Sandler here with you on this holiday time, and I thought that was the appropriate song to start with before we introduce Lauren Mayer because, well, we are in Hanukkah. So happy Hanukkah, Lauren.
Thank you, and same to you, and happy whatever.
happy
everybody's celebrating a lot.
Right, as I say, happy whatever you celebrate, and best wishes for a Trump-free new year.
Absolutely. And then we can finally kill off Christmas, since, of course, he knows that he's the only one who saved it for us.
Well, of course. Of course. So, Lauren Mayer, the way I describe you to people is sort of in the best tradition of Mark Russell, Tom Lehrer, and Randy Rainbow comes Lauren Mayer. Your Twitter feed, your Twitter bio describes you as a liberal political comedy songwriter and opinionated Jewish mother. And yeah. I looked on your YouTube channel, by the way, it's a youtube.com/psychosupermom, and your videos go back 9 years. So you've been at this for a while, huh?
Yeah, I actually did a couple in 2008 just because Sarah Palin was so fun and people told me I resembled her.
Oh.
And then did a couple now and then. And then starting in 2012 is when I started doing them every week.
I see.
It's kind of like crack. I started doing them basically because my husband and sons were asking me to do something more constructive than yell at the TV when we were watching the news. So I wrote a song and joked I should do it every week. And people said, oh, that'd be
yeah,
good.
Yeah, do it every week. And so you do. So it's pretty much every Friday, although some weeks a little earlier, some a little later. We get a new song from Lauren Mayer. The Let's Get Lit for Hanukkah is your latest one. And I detect a little bit more than just you in front of a camera doing this. It sounds like you actually went in a studio and recorded that one. That's a song that should be played everywhere, I think, this year.
Well, thank you. I just found out it made the Dr. Demento holiday show over the weekend.
Awesome.
So that was kind of exciting.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. And who knows? I'm sending it out to some other places. I have a little home studio.
Mm-hmm.
When I do albums, I go into a better quality one. But it's amazing what you can do with a computer these days. And so I can record them at home when I want to do a little bit more than just me singing in front of the video camera.
Uh-huh. So when you started, so you did them sporadically a while. You've been in comedy for a long time, right? This is what you do.
Yes, this is what I do when I'm not supplementing it with teaching or other things, because that's what you do as a working musician.
Of
yes.
course, right? And then actually going back through your YouTube channel, I saw a bunch of stuff around, Mitt Romney and that election. So you do focus on the political. This is your thing. A release, I guess. It's a way to cope with the insanity in our political lives.
Yes, it is. And people do tell me that. I mean, there's a part of me that feels like it's frivolous what I do. I'm not informing Mm-mm. people necessarily. I'm certainly not doing a lot of advocacy. But I do perform at benefits. But people tell me that it helps them laugh. And for me, it's a nice way of combining, because I went to college not sure if I wanted to go into politics or be a classical pianist.
Wow.
Neither I do, but this is a way of combining my interest in politics, because I am, and with my interest in music and performing and comedy. And so it's a nice way of combining everything that interests me.
Great. And, you know, I start my show these days, because things get so serious and so, stressful, that I like to start the show with a bit of levity, a funny, as I call it. And we feature Lauren Mayer songs many days out of the week. So, So thank you for helping us get my show started with a laugh many days, because we need it. As our friend Gotta Laugh says, you gotta laugh, because the alternative is, you know, something that I've done too much of since Donald Trump became president. So,
yeah.
So you know, your songs help us to laugh at things that are innately not very funny. So one thing that's in the news again this week, the whole with this Ukraine affair, the
yes.
news is becoming more and more apparent that Donald Trump glommed on to this conspiracy theory that the hacking of the 2016 election was done by Ukraine and not by Russia because Vladimir Putin told him that. He told him that in Helsinki when we weren't privy to the meeting they had. So going back through your YouTube channel again at the YouTube channel is at youtube.com/psychosupermom. You can get there. And I found a video that I want to play, or a song that I want to play next, that is still as timely and topical today as it was. I'm not sure when you came out with this one, sometime last year, I think. And it's called The Trump Putin Dance. Do you have any intro for this one?
Yes, I do. Actually, I wrote that in 2017.
Wow.
And because that was when we were first seeing that he would say these nice things about him. And at that point, we were just joking about the bromance. Remember, there were a lot of Photoshop memes of shirtless Putin next to a frighteningly shirtless Trump, things like that. So I thought it was more just this embrace of an autocrat and an unseemly worshipfulness towards somebody who was really our political enemy. I did not think that, none of us knew exactly how deep it had gone, other than thinking that Putin had possibly been behind the hacking, but certainly not coordinated. We had no idea how bad it had gotten or how bad it was that we didn't know. So I wrote this kind of as a joke, and it's so funny that you mentioned it because I've been thinking with all these new revelations, I probably have to update the song.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll listen to the original version and maybe we'll get an updated version in 2020. It's Lauren Mayer with the Trump Putin Dance.
Trump's administration sure admires a certain nation, and this adulation makes me terribly scared. There is no refuting how the Russians are recruiting Trump to work for Putin. Be forewarned and prepared. So before we get distracted by this weird bromance, let's examine how they do the Trump and Putin dance. Since his pal Vlad stroked his ego, Trump's enthralled by his new amigo. Look how he's attacked, claims the Russians hacked. Things like basic facts leave him cold. When they say Russians have dirt on ya, he just tells the press, dasvidaniya. As we try to sort through that spy report and learn that even Trump's showers are gold, he won't let us see his tax returns, which would show how much he owes Russia. I don't know why we can't find a competent 12-year-old kid to hack them. And if this tune sounds familiar, I bet you thought it's the song from Tetris. But if Trump keeps us up, pretty soon it'll be our national anthem. So let's say nyet to Russia and say we know they interfered. Though Trump admires Putin's attributes like the world's best prostitutes, which itself is a hoot, their denials are so angry that it seems they doth protest a bit too much. Trump would like us to be clueless even as he's sinking into Putin's clutches. To us and our resistance, we're just getting started, you bet. And we will stand up to and oppose both those gold-plated schmoes. Tell Trump and Putin yet.
The Trump and Putin Dance by Lauren Mayer. Lauren, that is great. So, updating it would be good, because I'm guessing a lot of these songs you can update after a certain amount of time because things keep changing. Unfortunately.
I've done a few that I will probably go back to this year. During the election, I did one called Trump and Freude, to the tune of Schadenfreude from Avenue Q. But it was all these Republicans who were just shocked that they ended up with Trump as their nominee. And now it's, you know, so I could redo that. I did one called, an original tune called Hypocrisy, Thy Name is GOP. I feel like I could write it every week, especially with, you know, the rules of the impeachment Senate stuff, you know, that we're comparing their statements to what they said about the Clinton impeachment. I mean, there's just so much material.
Right. And who would have thought, you know, with Donald Trump, we learned some new words. Of course, you know, there are the words that Trump uses all the time, only the best words. He uses the best words and the best people. But words that we didn't know before, things like emoluments.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And absolutely. There are many of us who believe that the articles of impeachment, currently in limbo, I guess, should have included something about his repeated violations of the emoluments clause. So you offered, Lauren Mayer, a musical tutorial of the emoluments clause. Anything you want to tell us about this one?
Well, I love that you compared me to Mark Russell and Tom Lehrer, because Tom Lehrer is what I grew up with. Mm. I mean, that informed so much of what I do. And he was the first one to take the Gilbert and Sullivan tune, very model of a modern major general, and parody it. So he did the first one, which was his periodic table of the elements song. And I learned that. I actually learned the table of elements from that song.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So it's time to come up with something about emoluments, which the word itself sounds very erudite and educational. And so, of course, I used that tune. And it was great, actually. I did some research because I'd heard the word used by a pundit, and I vaguely knew what it was, but not the details. So it was informational and educational for me to write it. And then I did have a lot of people who say, oh, that sounds like a Tom Lehrer tune, or you're in the of Tom Lehrer. So I found that very flattering.
Well, there you go. I think you're obviously in very good company. Well, let's listen to it. It's the Emoluments Clause musical tutorial by Lauren Mayer.
Trump is clearly in violation of all sorts of laws. So here's a musical explanation of one particular clause. The Constitution lays out in a manner far from tentative that federal office holders must observe a strict preventative against receiving money from a foreign representative. They even put it in two sections to be argumentative. The founding fathers meant to guard against the rare atrocity of leaders being influenced by foreign generosity. And though this used to be a crime and common curiosity, it's in the news because of Trump's preposterous pomposity. By patronizing his hotel, some governments are wooing him, and so attorneys general from several states are suing him for violations of the Constitution, showing gall immense, and hence I have composed this explanation of emoluments. This clause was meant to help prevent improper favor currying by foreign powers, hoping gifts would send their leaders flurrying. Apparently it worked so well for years with no one worrying that now to learn about emoluments we all are scurrying. A leader once elected should divest his business speedily, but Trump kept all his interests illegally and greedily, kowtowing to the Saudis and the Russians rather needily, and looking like he sold his soul to autocrats completely. But now the lawsuits can't proceed, so they begin subpoenaing, and Trump's taking to Twitter with more whining and hyena-ing, thus proving that he's probably as guilty as now all you sense in violating laws against receiving these emoluments. I've tried to liven up a topic that could not seem duller, but it's bound to get more interesting once we've heard from Mahler.
Lauren Mayer, the Emolument Song tutorial. So, Lauren, it's just great stuff. And I got to say, watching the video is... It adds another element to just the song, because there are a lot of lyrics in that one, and some of them may have passed you by. So let me remind you that you can see the videos to all of these songs from Lauren Mayer on her YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is Psycho Supermom, youtube.com/psychosupermom. And on my blog today at NicoleSandler.com, where I post the podcast of the show, I will also post all these YouTube videos of all the songs that we've played today. So you can read the lyrics along with hearing them, because Lauren, thankfully, you caption all the lyrics on the videos so we can sing along with you.
I learned to do that after the first few where I did them, and especially like you can hear the difference on that one from some of the other ones you played. I recorded that live, and so the audio is just pulled from the video camera, and it is a little harder to hear. So I started captioning them, and then because I was a high school and college debater, I feel like I always have to present evidence. So most of my videos have little cartoons or screenshots of news headlines to explain things. Sometimes there's a Yiddish dictionary because I like to throw it in. So yeah, if you watch the videos, there's a little bit more information, and sometimes people will send me good cartoons or memes that I will include, or tweets especially. And actually, I've put some Gotta Laugh tweets in my videos because she always great funny tweets.
So obviously, Donald Trump provides a lot of fodder for your songs. It's easy. And some songs you write the words and music to. Others you choose to parody existing songs. Sometimes it just works. Like I have one up here and ready to go. The Wizard of Fraud.
Oh, that was because of that In My Great and Unmatched Wisdom tweet, which I know you guys talked about on the show. I can't remember if you talked about it with Laffy or was just on your show, but remember that was, you know, a few weeks ago. If there was anything wrong in Syria, In My Great and Unmatched Wisdom.
Yes.
And like within minutes, the Wizard of Oz memes were all over the internet. So, and I have a Dorothy costume from back in the day when I was doing a lot more corporate theater. So, that one kind of wrote itself.
All right. Well, let's listen. The Wizard of Fraud, Lauren Mayer.
Follow the fraud back to Trump. Follow the fraud back to Trump. Follow the fraud back to Trump. With a scandal every hour from how he clings to power while sliding down the drain. Maybe someone could teach him not to prove we must impeach him if he only had a brain. In his great and unmatched wisdom, Trump shows he really is dumb by acting quite insane. And the tweets he did send meant, where's the 25th Amendment? 'Cause he hasn't got a brain. Oh, if he tries to stiff requests from Adam Schiff, that committee chair will school Trump in a jiff. Watch him debunk Trump's latest junk. What a hunk. Watching this unstable genius ignore legit subpoenas about calls to Ukraine. But his claims aren't connecting. We can see that he's projecting, 'cause he hasn't got a brain or a heart or a spine or conscience or any sense of how government works, 'cause you can't impeach a member of Congress. Oh, we're off to start impeaching the criminal wizard of fraud. And polls we see show voters agree, as inquiry we applaud. If ever an obvious crook there was, the wizard of fraud is one, because his lame defense is ludicrously flawed. With Jared and Rudy in charge, oh God. We're off to start impeaching the criminal wizard of fraud.
Lauren Mayer, she makes me laugh, and that's what this is all about, the Wizard of Fraud. So, again, do you watch the news, Lauren, for a particular story that, you know, speaks to you and says, oh, I can write a song about this?
Well, it used to be harder to pick a song, and I would watch the news a lot. I mean, I'll listen to your show. I'll listen to other podcasts. I've discovered a new one called called Trumpcast, okay, with a writer who discusses the news. I watch Rachel Maddow and all the other MSNBC shows. These days, I mean, I have 20 ideas every day. So it's more a question of picking what seems to be trending more or what more people want to see something about. And sometimes I'll just post on my Facebook page and ask people what they think is sort of worth poking fun at or what they need help laughing at. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it feels like every day there's 20 stories I could write about.
Sure.
So the challenge for me now, you know, during the 2013, 2014, when I was starting to do these every week, sometimes it's like, hey, I guess I'll write a song about how everybody hates too.
Whoops, I'm sorry.
So it was hard to pick a topic. It was hard to find a topic. Now it's hard to choose from all the choices.
Right.
I guess, the issue.
And you're not only, I mean, your songs aren't only about Donald Trump. You write these comedy songs about serious topics in the news that affect us all. In fact, one that just speaks to me because it's so spot on in terms of, you know, political commentary is If My Uterus Were a Gun.
That was one of the first ones I did that got me trolls, actually.
Oh, really? Oh.
And it was the first that really went viral in the sense that people were showing it to people. But I also got a lot of views from the trolls. They actually, there were more negative comments and negative votes on the video than positive, which wow. I guess means I struck a nerve.
Yes. How long ago did you do this one?
Oh my gosh, that was the title of my first comedy album. That might have been 2014.
Wow.
So this might have been from 2013, like the first year I was really doing them regularly and putting some effort into the production. This is, I think, well, I'm not sure which version you have, but I did put this on. I've done a few albums where I actually went into the studio and re-recorded so that I had higher quality and they were professionally mixed and mastered. So, and then some of those I then recreated videos so that they'd have higher audio quality. So yeah, this was a while ago, but it's, boy, you keep thinking these will be moot points eventually. Not on either topic.
No, sadly not. Sadly not. It's only more pronounced. So unfortunately, still relevant today. Here's Lauren Mayer, If My Uterus Were a Gun.
Have you heard the news of late? How Republicans in state after state are launching big legislative fights against women's reproductive rights. But if my uterus were a gun, these guys would leave it alone. They'd say, oh, go have fun, and we won't quibble or moan. They hate all forms of regulation, except when it comes to procreation. Then they'll take away our choices, because they can't hear women's voices. If my cervix were a rifle, they would keep their mouths shut. And maybe they would stifle, telling me I just need birth control because I'm a slut. When I want to get my eggs lost, they tell me I should keep my legs crossed. With the steps these guys are taking, they all sound just like Todd Akin. If my ovaries were a semi-automatic weapon, all these laws we'd escape. Even the definition of pregnancy they'll step on, as well as still talking about rape. And in the guise of weird knight errantry, they'll try to get rid of Planned Parenthood. Because these men know better than I, oh, just ask the governor of Ohio. Yeah, if our vaginas were large capacity ammunition clips, life for women would be a breeze. There would be access to contraception to prevent unwanted pregnancies, so we wouldn't need abortions in the first place. To protect all fertilized eggs, they've sworn, but the kids are on their own as soon as they're born. But all this debate would be done if my uterus were only a gun.
Yeah, and it says on the end of the screen, music and lyrics, copyright 2013 by Lauren Mayer.
Yeah, the Todd Akin reference.
Yeah,
him,
right.
Know, legitimate rape.
Legitimate rape. Of course, who could forget? Who could forget Todd Akin? Oh, yes.
And I will say that one, too. I think I'd seen something like, you know, Republicans want to regulate everything except guns or something like that, which is what inspired that. And then I... So, yeah, I can't totally claim credit for the idea of combining the two.
Right. But. Well, yeah, they do go well together. Lauren Mayer's with us where, you know, the comedy is so important. It's so important to laugh. Your songs provide a real public service, and we thank you for them. You mentioned that one, the one equating guns and women's reproductive rights, went sort of viral. What's the most viral? Your songs should be much more viral than they are. We need to expose you to a much bigger audience. So part of the reason for having you on today. Which one of yours has gone the most viral, as it were?
I have two that have gone viral, truly in the sense not of, you know, I still don't rival Randy Rainbow's view counts at all because he's got a whole business supporting him. But in terms of the viralness of people showing them to lots of people and getting to other places, the second most viral is actually my favorite title, which is I Didn't Come From Your Rib, You Came From My Vagina, another reproductive choice song. And then the sexual harassment prevention song.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, I found out how viral it was because a friend of mine called me and said her daughter had been shown it by her college roommate, whose mother had gotten it from her college roommate. And this went through like 10 steps till my friend's daughter saw the video and she looked at it and she said, oh my gosh, she used to drive our carpool. I know her. And that one went to about 3 million views on Facebook and, you know, like a few hundred thousand on YouTube, which, you know, I'm no threat to Taylor Swift or even Randy Rainbow. But for me, that was really fun. And both songs are things I believe so fervently that weren't Trump related. Now,
right.
I've had a few Trump ones go viral-ish, but those are my two biggest.
Okay, well, let's listen to the sexual harassment prevention song, probably your biggest viral video. Lauren Mayer, take it away.
The news is full of sexual misconduct and harassment. And what to do since each institution. But instead of trying to recognize with more and more harassment, they're just being easier to shush.
Sexual harassment prevention song, Hire More Women, and we did in 2018, and hopefully we will again in next November.
Yes. So, well, at least on our side, it's amazing what it happens when you see the division of Congress and how many women and people of color are on the Democratic side, and how it's still an old white boys club on the Republican side.
Yep. Yeah. When you look at the follow TV coverage, and you see them. Throughout the impeachment hearings and any other anytime there's a gathering of these Republicans, it's overwhelmingly white men, old white men. So, things are changing. We hope more for us than for them. So, Lauren Mayer, you do the videos. Again, people can check out your YouTube channel at youtube.com/psychosupermom. They can find you on Twitter at Lauren's Comedy. Your website, of course, is laurenmayer.com, M-A-Y-E-R. And what's your Facebook?
Facebook is Lauren Mayer Comedy Songs, or if you just look up Lauren Mayer, it'll take you to it. But okay. Lauren Mayer Comedy Songs is the Facebook page.
Okay. You mentioned earlier you put out a few albums, just audio-only albums. Yes. Those are still available?
Yes, they are. I have If My Uterus Were a Gun... I guess I quit the wrong week to quit sniffing glue, which was right after the 2016 election. And then fairly recently, I did one called Facts Have a Well-Known Liberal Bias. And then I also have a couple of not as political ones, Latkes Schmatkes, which is Comedy Songs for the Holidays. And then Psycho Supermom and Return of Psycho Supermom, which were my original comedy songs about suburban life. And they're all available on my website. So if you go to laurenmayer.com, you can buy the albums there. And you can also contact me if people want to hire me to do benefits or fundraisers or birthday roasts or whatever. Uh-huh. And if there is a cause that I can help raise money for that helps our side, I am there in a heartbeat.
Awesome. And you do live shows occasionally. You're not out on tour, but do you have any shows coming up?
I do. I'm doing New Year's Eve in Mill Valley for a community event. I've got a couple of things in January that haven't been set yet. There's a group called Sister District, which is very active in California that helps raise money for congressional race, for state level races in other states to help and gerrymandering. So I do benefits for them. And I'm actually working on an East Coast tour in April, May to do some house parties as fundraisers for various causes and candidates. So
awesome.
I'm working on that. And then I'll be at something called MarsCon Dementia Track in February in Minneapolis. So I'm hoping to maybe book some fundraisers there too. So yes, if people want me to come in, I feel like Joan Rivers, I'll perform at the opening of an envelope. But in my case, if I can help, I have found when I do fundraisers, people are a little more generous if they've been laughing.
Yes.
And so
right.
I do feel like the laughter is not just helping us cope, but might help raise money. So.
For sure. Now, speaking of money, how do you make money? You obviously record sales.
I have a Patreon, actually, which is linked on my my website where people can get inside information. I do a lot of behind the scenes exclusives for my patrons where I show my dirty little secrets about how I've pulled together some things and I show some outtakes, things like that. So that's a fun way. And it's just $1 a month or you can do more than that. And then I make money getting hired to perform. And then I teach songwriting and vocal performance and other stuff. And I'm starting to do that by Skype. So I can work with people outside.
Very cool.
So Patreon and record sales are the main things that in terms of funding the videos, because YouTube has changed. When the rib vagina video came out, I made several $100 on that just from ad sales. But I've had some get to that level and they've changed their ad structure.
Yes, they have. Yes. Now, my income from YouTube has been slashed drastically. It's hard to make as somebody who does what you do or what I do. It's hard to, you know, get income from YouTube anymore.
Get yours from subscriptions and Patreon, correct?
Yeah, I'm not on Patreon. I guess I need to look into that this year. But people who give one-time donations or monthly subscriptions, I have some very generous listeners that I so appreciate. And obviously, it's the new, I guess, gig economy. This is how things are in the 21st century, and we're all on our own, basically.
Which is both good and bad. And the hard part is we have to fund it ourselves, but the good part is there are people out there who are willing to help.
Yes.
I haven't gotten my Patreon channel is not doing as well as I would like, but it's growing slowly. And I think for you, it'd be worth looking into. And I may hire a Patreon consultant because I'm not a marketing person.
Right, nor am I, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, I'll look into that. That's one thing, another thing on my 2020 to-do list. Yes. So, yes. Lauren Mayer, it's great to talk to you. As I said, I rely on your comedy throughout the year. Many days, the show opens, you know, I'll come on, say hello, and then we start with a funny to get us primed for the next hour. And oftentimes, it's one of your great songs. So, thank you for all the wonderful entertainment and the big laughs. We started out with a Hanukkah song, your most recent one, your Let's Get Lit for Hanukkah, which I love it. I thought we'd end on a Christmas song since it is the season. And this is also one of your most recent. It's I'm Dreaming of a White Supremacist Christmas.
So this was inspired by the horrifying White House Christmas decorations, which were not as ghastly as 2017 and 2018. And also not as easily to do memes to. I don't know if you saw the Handmaid's Tale memes.
I did. Oh, yes. Last year was all red. And yes, it was very creepy.
Before it was like this apocalyptic, you know, Blair Witch Project monstrosity. This year it was just white.
White. Everything was white.
White, 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 white. So I couldn't resist. I had to go with that one.
All right. So we'll let you go and listen to I'm Dreaming of a White Supremacist Christmas. Lauren Mayer, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to talk with you. Best wishes, as I said at the beginning, for Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Festivus. We can air our grievances later. And, of course, a wonderful and Trump-free new year. Thank you, Lauren Mayer.
You too, and everything that I can do to help your show, I am honored to contribute. And as I had mentioned on Twitter, I am working on a Nicole Sandler Gotta Laugh theme song.
Awesome. Yay. Cool.
I work on that, and that will be part of your new year.
Yes, most definitely. We could use that, too, because I'm about done with the tweedle-lee-dee-dee thing. So, okay, we'll look forward to that. Lauren Mayer, thank you so much. Check her out, laurenmayer.com. Take it away, Lauren.
I'm showing off the White House decor for Christmas, where every room
resembles a sterile tomb or an 80s ad for perfume. 'Cause my taste in decorating houses is as bad as my taste in spouses. I'm dreaming of a white supremacist Christmas, like any good birther believes. Though it's getting colder, my coat's on my shoulder, 'cause I don't know how to use sleeves. After critiques of my previous The Shining and Handmaid's Tale Christmas, this year a blander scheme I've chosen, with a weird video in which I'm posing like a strange new character from Frozen. I'm dreaming of a white supremacist Christmas, with decorations that look iced. I won't let the tree rest, needs lots of be best, but nothing about miracles or Christ. The White House is even whiter this Christmas, like those Norwegian snowy meadows. There's no brown or black like the ghetto, and as spiky and hard as my stilettos. It's the wish of each Trump fanatic, may the country be just as monochromatic.
Lauren Mayer. Yes, Lauren Mayer. Find her at laurenmayer.com, on YouTube at Psycho Supermom, on Twitter at Lauren's Comedy, and wherever else. She's all over the internet. I hope you've enjoyed this musical journey through some not safe for work Christmas songs. I thought by now you could use a change of pace, right? We'll be off for the next couple of days. I'll find something fun or interesting to run on Progressive Voices for Thursday and Friday, and then we'll be back filling in on the broadcast on Monday, December 30th, and back here live Tuesday, December 31st for New Year's Eve, and then we take on a new year. So I'll leave you with one more. I just found this song on YouTube, and it is truly not safe for work or for children or for anyone who gets easily offended by language. It's from three mature women who go by the name Fascinating Aida. And this is what they call the rudest Christmas song ever. And by now, I think a lot of people have this attitude. So take it as you will. Enjoy. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever you celebrate. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Christmas comes but once a year. And when it comes, it brings good cheer. A season of goodwill and fun. And yet while most of us feel festive, Grinches out there just get restive and spoil it all for everyone. Though it's too much to expect you to be nice, you'll find that life is easier with this. Try not to be a cunt, it's Christmas. Take a tip from Santa's elf. The rest of us are doing our best to be jolly, so don't go looking like we've swallowed a bunch of holly. Don't shout. out to